In the wake of scandal over alleged misconduct, the city council in Springfield, Massachusetts, is poised to vote tonight to put a board of civilians in charge of all police department personnel decisions. The move is strongly opposed by the city's mayor. Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton said the proposed board of police commissioners would have the power to hire, fire, and discipline police officers. Those duties are currently handled by a police commissioner who is appointed by the mayor and is sometimes advised by a civilian board that can investigate complaints against police officers. Fenton said a police commission will bring transparency and fairness to police oversight.
And we believe that with enacting this legislation, it will restore and preserve the good name of the Springfield Police Department.
The police department has been tarnished by revelations that a detective threatened to kill and plant drug evidence on two teenagers during an interrogation earlier this year that was video recorded. Police Commissioner John Barbieri has been sharply criticized for not firing the detective. Also, a federal judge in a ruling on a motion in a police brutality lawsuit said there appeared to be a consistent pattern of rejecting civilian complaints against Springfield police officers. A dozen police officers are reportedly under investigation for their roles in a fight outside a bar in April 2015.
Recent events have exposed the failures and shortcomings of this system that we have known of for the better part of the last decade. So we're confident that a lot of those issues will be addressed by a police commission.
Fenton said the council will take an initial vote Monday on the ordinance to establish the police commission. He said 10 councilors, a so-called supermajority, have co-sponsored the ordinance, making it impervious to a mayoral veto.
This is legislation that we have been working on for the better part of the last decade. We're very proud to bring it here today. This is not a vote of no confidence in Commissioner Barbieri. This is about creating a better system.
Fenton said the police commission may not take effect until 2019, when Barbieri's current five-year employment contract with the city expires. Under the proposed ordinance, a police chief hired under civil service regulations would be in charge of day-to-day management decisions. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the council's proposal for a five-member board of police commissioners would inject politics and patronage into the police department. Sarno said a modern urban police department should be run by a law enforcement professional.
You have a commissioner who's in command and you have a civilian review board. Only thing they have at stake is to make sure that our officers are doing the right thing to protect our public.
A police commission oversaw the city's police department until about a decade ago, when it was disbanded by the state-appointed control board that was in charge of the city's government at the time. State Representative Jose Tosado, who served on that earlier police commission, said it is not a perfect system, but believes it is better than what is in place now.
It provides accountability, it provides transparency, but more than that, it allows the citizens who get police to have an input in terms of the policies and procedures and some oversight and monitoring of the Springfield Police Department.
Henry Thomas, president of the Urban League of Springfield, also endorsed a return to a civilian police commission, saying it would assure equitable treatment.
And equitable treatment means not intimidating, not brutalizing or doing anything that would be done under the color of law. And I think that if we have a transparent system and we have a commission that has teeth, then it will contain that kind of behavior and weed it out when it does happen.
Members of the proposed police commission would be appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.